This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now on the phone from his office in Fort Smith by Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, always proud to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. To kick things off today, let's talk a little bit about the tourism ticker. It's this initiative that Talk Business and Politics instituted a while back, and you're keeping track of tourism in Arkansas. It's a big part of the economy here in the Natural State, and one that maybe people don't think about as often.
Well, and that's why we started this almost 5 years ago, because, you know, we get a lot of news about the agri industry and manufacturing, but you know, tourism is, you can't touch it or feel it. You know, you can see soybeans growing, or you can see a manufacturing plant, but tourism, you don't really see it. So we, like I said, about 5 years ago, decided to start measuring it. We call it the Arkansas Tourism Ticker. We look at hospitality tax revenue among 17 cities. We look at the state's 2% tourism tax, and we look at the number of jobs in the tourism sector, which is called leisure and hospitality sector. And last year was a really good year for the tourism industry. So we thought, well, you know, the numbers aren't going to be up as good this year because last year was so good. Well, so much for that. There is no recession in Arkansas's travel and tourism industry. That's for sure. The sector's up 5.7%. Arkansas's tourism tax, I should say, is up 5.7% in the first 6 months of the year. Hospitality tax revenue among those 17 cities is up 4.7%. And the jobs in the sector are up 3.5%. So good numbers. And we're also seeing significant growth by county. The top five counties in Arkansas for the 2% tourism tax are in order: Pulaski, Benton, Garland, Washington, and Sebastian. So, you know, central Arkansas and then northwest Arkansas, of course, Hot Springs are pretty solid, and they all saw significant gains. For example, Washington County was up almost 14%, as was Garland County. So, like I said, there's no recession in Arkansas's tourism sector. And I've, you know, talked to people in the industry, and unless the national economy goes south, they don't see any reason that the sector won't remain strong through the second half of the year.
Another story that you published on talkbusiness.net is about Invest Fort Smith. Tell me more about this event.
But it's the second annual event. And what's interesting is Talisha Richardson, who is executive director of 646 Downtown. One of the first things she did when she was hired, she attended the Invest Springdale event that the group had up there. And she thought, hey, this is perfect because it brings together all the players. It brings people who have ideas, brings people together who have money, people who have property, and all of the players, banks, realtors. And they really focused on, you know, downtown Fort Smith. What do we got to do to keep things going in downtown Fort Smith? And one of her focus, or part of her focus, is on what she calls sustainability. And she says that's necessary to maintain the momentum that's been built in recent years. And I think most of your listeners know a lot of that is, or some of that is built around, you know, the unexpected project with Springs Murals. They brought murals and a lot of interesting art to the downtown area. And that is, help fuel interest, but we've also seen more businesses pop up, more restaurants. And so this Invest Fort Smith tries to build upon that. And her, when she talks about sustainability, she, you know, it's diversity of development, you know, so it's not all restaurants or it's not all apartments. And it's also diversity of people involved. Not just gender or race, but from different backgrounds.
And finally, let's talk about some awards you're handing out. You are looking for Business of the Year.
Well, about a year ago almost, we decided, you know, there are events recognizing people in central Arkansas and northwest Arkansas and even northeast Arkansas, but really there hasn't been anything for the Fort Smith metro area. And at least anything that was what we would consider legitimate. So we launched the Western Arkansas Business of the Year Awards Program. OG&E, the utility company, thankfully has come on as a sponsor. They were eager to do it. And what we're looking at, we look at four categories: large business, which is 500 people or more, above 300 people, small business below 300 people, and then a startup company, somebody that started up in the last 3 years, and then a charity or nonprofit. And this is not, let me figure out how to say this diplomatically, but this is not one of those social media award programs or whoever buys the most advertising. This is, we solicit nominations, and then we really look at each of the candidates based on, you know, what have they done for not only the kind of business success they've had, but what have they done in the community? What are they planning on doing in the community? And that type of thing. So we had a good list of nominees. It made the decision-making difficult, but it also proved as a service reminder of how we've got some folks doing some really good things in the Fort Smith Metro. And so the winners in the categories, large business categories, Arkansas Best, or ARC Best, I should say. I grew up covering when it was Arkansas Best.
Sure.
The small business is First National Bank of Fort Smith. Our startup is Fort Smith Brewing Company. And the charity is the Arkansas Colleges of Health and Education. So we have transportation, finance, medicine, and beer, which is actually a pretty good combination, I think. And the recognition event for them will be October 1st, 4 to 6 p.m. at the bottom floor of the ProPAC headquarters building in downtown Fort Smith. And tickets are free, but people just need to get a reservation by emailing us at admin@talkbusiness.net.
Well, thank you, Michael, as always, for catching us up on the River Valley and tourism across the state. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good weekend and go Hogs.
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics.